With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The Montana Senate Ethics Committee published a final report on its investigation into a sitting legislator. It's now up to the full chamber to decide whether to hand down a punishment. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
The report laid out the details of Hamilton Senator Jason Ellsworth's no-bid deal with a longtime business associate. The findings largely confirm what Lee Newspaper's Montana State Bureau first reported in January. In the final week of his term as Senate President, Ellsworth first attempted to broker two taxpayer-funded contracts with his associate, each under the threshold that triggers a public bid process. Ellsworth later agreed to a single $170,000 contract that he penned under emergency circumstances. The contractor was directed to track legislation related to the judiciary once the session ends in May. Legislative Auditor Angus McGeever later concluded the deal was an abuse of power and waste of resources. The Ethics Committee gathered documents and interviewed witnesses at hearings last week. A special counsel hired by Senate President Matt Regeer and Ellsworth's personal attorney cross-examined the witnesses and each offered a closing argument. Special Counsel Adam Dirk summarized what state employees who reviewed the contract said.
This contract was alarming, highly unusual, troubling, completely outside of ordinary procedures.
Joan Mell, Ellsworth's attorney, said the investigation was politically motivated and argued Ellsworth adhered to the rules the best he could.
Consider this an education process for everyone, but do not find that there was a disclosable personal or private interest because there simply is no evidence of that.
The Ethics Committee report offers findings of fact, but leaves the final decision of whether Ellsworth should be punished or expelled from office up to the full Senate. The body has yet to take up the matter. In Helena, I'm Shaylee Rager.